Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust.
If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Steady J, and man, it is the hump day. After dusk edition of the show, you know, every Wednesday is hump day, after dusk Wednesday. And reminding you in everything you do, this is going to come very much so handy for some of the discussion today. Remember, you know, on every hump day, we remind you, if you're going to hump somebody, then do it responsibly. That's simple. All right, today's show is entitled Vote or Cry Aftermath. And basically, you know, a Monday show was called Vote or Cry. It was basically gearing people up to go to the polls and vote. That's what it was all about, because if you don't vote, you can't complain about your voice not being heard. And some people complain, you know, some people are like, well, the Electoral College is going to come pretty much choose it. In the day, the fact that you went in there and voted is what matters. You know, even some of you, not candidate, I've always put this off as a one. And after my first election, I remember, actually, that was when Bush was running for a second term, and then we're going to lose it. And I remember telling myself, I said, man, dang, you know, the person I wanted to win didn't win. That was John Kerry. But what I did notice was, I told myself, was that I can't beat myself up about that, because in the day, I got geared. What it did, all it did for me was get me more geared up to vote again, because you will eventually, when you keep making your voice be heard, it's going to speak for itself, and things will happen in your favor. So definitely, just big up to all the people that went and voted yesterday. You got to definitely give y'all a hand doing so. And man, y'all can tell my voice today, man. I am. You know, these allergies are killing me. They are killing me this week. And, you know, I almost feel like crap yesterday. But I was like, no. I'm making to them polls. I'm voting. So not only did we vote, not only did I vote, I also stayed up all night watching all the states turn red and blue and purple and whatnot, just watching them all unfold it'll play out the way it's going to play out. And, you know, when I saw, once I saw Obama hit 270, get over 270, I mean, I was so excited. I literally cried online. Y'all know me. I'm keeping 1,000, y'all. I ain't trying to be tough for nobody. I don't care. In the day, man, I pretty much cried, man, because it was just so surreal that, man, this dude, you know, despite what a lot of people said, the country came together and everybody voted for him. And they said, hey, we're going to give you another shot. And I just wanted to definitely thank everyone for that voted that way, because it's definitely a good look. I'm glad that y'all didn't give up, because, you know, obviously, you know, it was just Democrats that voted for him. I mean, use common sense. And, of course, most, you know, the makeup of the voters, I mean, just look. But one thing they're going to change is, and you probably heard some main political shows already, the way the Republican Party is just ran is crazy. It gets to the point where my head just starts ringing. And let me go ahead and send a shout out to Practical Sister. I see you in the chat room. Big ups to you. You got any questions or any feedback you want to share? Post it in the chat room, and we'll definitely shout it out. And so, just the way it's ran, it's just so old white, and it is what it is. It's so old white man based. Even women, you know, women have to fight. Just some of the principles they read, they were going on. This was just a lose situation. It was getting crazy. I mean, you look what they were standing on. They pretty much was going to lose all across the board. I mean, some people look and they say, look at how close the popular vote numbers were. True. But also look at the key states and look at the makeup. Thank you, College Con. Tell us where the makeup of the voters this year. They voted a certain way, and that's just the thing, man. People got, you know, some people say do it with the electoral college. Some people say it's doing just fine. Heck, you know what? Yeah, I find it funny that some of the people are acting. I remember back in 2008. Where they pulled a magic trick out of their sleeve, and all of a sudden they decided to say, hey, let's go ahead and all of a sudden with Florida, they're playing games in Florida. Oh, no, they weren't going to play games in 2012. They played it for back in 2004, but they weren't going to play it this time. Not happening. All right, we're going to do got a caller. We're going to go to the caller right now. Let's see what they got to say. All right, caller, you're on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. What's up?
Hey, Ceddie J. This is Alana.
Oh, Alana from BlackCombo.com. What's up? Oh, man. Because I actually got to watch some of the dates, so I know which way you went. But how did it feel to, you know, watch how everything unfolded last night?
I mean, it was, at the beginning, it was intense, you know, because Romney had to lead in the beginning. But, you know, I had faith, and as you continue to watch, I mean, Obama just took over. I mean, we just had to wait until all the final states got their votes in, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, I mean, if you think about the people who went out to vote, the people who had to go out to vote had to have some kind of competent mindset. So it was no way they was going to let Romney in the office. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'd rather the country just going the way it was going instead of letting this strange person wreck whatever havoc he had intention to wreck on us. You know what I'm saying?
But no, the sad thing about that is, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't know about that. You look, because 49% still, yeah, still people who still pretty much, because they just can't, they don't care who is on the other side. They're just going to continually pick them. But there were Republicans that came out and came straight flat out key Republicans that came out and said they were voting for Obama, Colin Crowell being one of them. And, you know, a lot of people like him said, it's just gotten so ugly in the Republican Party. Like, it's just, within the party, they're so separated alone. And then you take that, and then just the way their mindset is, they're just so far back in time.
I mean, it's, like you say, they're just so separated. And it's like, I don't even know what they were thinking when they allowed him to go head on. And, you know, I think before you allow somebody to even go on to try to even be nominated as a candidate, they need to go through a vigorous interview project, you know what I'm saying? It's just, he just wasn't making no sense. Romney wasn't making no sense at all. Every time he had a debate or he had some kind of discussion with people or whatever, everything just kept changing. But that, like you said, that shows a lot about the Republican Party, period. You know what I mean? It's like y'all allowing him to make y'all look like asses. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know what they expected us to do. I mean, that would make us look, I mean, our country is already in a bad enough state. If we would have picked him, that would just be showing that our country as a people is just, you know, we just incompetent on top of that. And everybody wants.
Watch The View, consider what you just said, what the rest of the world thinks. And a lot of the world, they thought that the race would not be that close. They thought Obama would be a huge landslide in the popular vote.
Well, I mean, it's like, and I'm going to say this, on my job, right, I work with a lot of people of a different race, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think a lot of people, I ain't trying to bring race into it, but you might as well, you know, don't bring it down to the facts. A lot of people, maybe, you know, the last election, they say, hey, we're going to give him a chance. We're going to give this black man a chance to see what he could do if anything changed. But then, instead of people using common sense to realize, no matter whatever happens in this country, no matter who the president is, we still have to vote. But then after they saw maybe the stuff wasn't moving up fast enough for how they wanted it to move, they decided, hey, well, we want to let somebody else in. You know, and it's like everybody, I mean, you could go on Facebook, you could go on Twitter, you could go on Google+, and you'll just see the mixed views of the two different candidates they had. And it's like, me personally, the country's not where it should be, but it could be a whole lot worse.
It's going to take both parties to stop. You know, it's just too much bickering. Like, people, like, it's like this time, like, you know, pretty much the first term was about them trying to see if they can turn this man down to make sure we will not be convinced to give him 4 more years. That's what the whole game plan was. And then they got duped and said, hey, American people say, you know what? Nice try. We saw that he was actually making some waves, so now we're going to give him another chance to make some more waves.
Yeah, you right. I mean, that's all right. I mean, I ain't never seen, I didn't even go live when I was at the voting, at the polls yesterday to go vote. I swear to you, it looked like food stamp line when they used to give all the people food stamps. I never seen so many, like, just regular people in one spot where it wasn't for some type of hustle. It wasn't for free shoes or something. You know what I'm saying? We knew what was up. You know, we got out there. We knew, I mean, we might not move on other occasions when it comes to small stuff, but we ain't stupid. You know, we knew it was the right decision.
Right.
And they wasn't expecting that. They thought that minorities were going to act the way they usually do on a daily basis for this. But this was a big event.
Oh, I said, you should have seen that shit on Facebook. Oh, I let people have it. I said, you can wait in line to go get the new pair of J's. You can definitely wait in line to go to vote.
And you're right. And that's what a lot of us, we showed did. We went out there, and that's what we did. You know what I mean? They had a lot of people who were rooting for Romney who didn't even go vote because they, in their minds, they thought he had it. It's like, what made you think that? You know, because, I mean, us as minorities, we like the element of surprise. We want to surprise you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like it. They didn't. I don't know. I just guess they thought we were just gonna let this one slide. They didn't have no faith in us because you see it all over CNN and everything. They was talking most of the votes came from minorities. It wasn't from the rich people. It wasn't from nobody else, you know what I'm saying? It came from minority. We knew what was up. We knew what time you ain't going to mess with the little money we got. we gonna back up ours, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You mean women, Latinos, African Americans, Asians, I mean young people. We could go down this list of demographics all day and say, oh, no, you're not going to get us. This, everything they were doing was too unpopular. Now, okay, what we'll do, we'll go to a quick music break. When I come back, we're going to chop up some more the second part of the show and after this quick song. And we're going to talk about some of the propositions that's going on and some of the places and things that got passed. So that's going to be very interesting. Y'all get ready. This is my girl, Red Shades. This is our run for president. We play this on Monday, but I think this is just a phenomenal song for the people who decided to vote for Obama back in the last election and then turned their back on him 2 years later in 2010. They're still trying to do it now, but people went out and voted. So, hey, this song is for you.
Yeah. Social deviant. I know y'all probably like, damn, man, here goes that chick again. What she really got to say, that be worth listening. I'm sick of all her bickering and that she's always mentioning. How these rappers sucking that they really ain't no different. Watch quickly how I switch this shit. At times you gotta dumb it down for those who are illiterate. Then they wanna turn around and act like they can teach you shit. Then I'll turn your car to a frown. Then I'll get to preaching shit. You don't want it with me. People get intimidated cause I'm educated. And I know my shit. Guess that's what happens when you try to fix something that ain't broken. You should go and leave it as it is. One thing that the bad people always got to sense. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. It kills me. This will probably be an argument. Did y'all get so involved with politics? Please don't say before Obama trick. Cause he's an element. That's about the time I started it. And at least I did acknowledge it. It's important that I got a problem with. It's this one thing that got me stressing. The ones that voted for him are the ones against him. Why did you do it in the first place? That your response is cliche. It was about race. Did you vote for Bush because he's white? Over when he ran, you did not know who's running, right? But now you think you know the game. Mad at Obama because in 2 years didn't see a change. I don't agree with everything he does. But if you know so much, won't you get up and you run? One thing that the bad people always got to sense. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. Look, I stay out of people's business, but that don't mean that I'm timid or afraid to state opinions. I think we are so caught up with these labels and perceptions that we hear these people speak, but very seldom get the message. And I never have hate. This is freedom of expression. If that means that I'm a hater, then that's okay, I'll take it. But I know how it is when you're a politician. It's only so much you can do, but what if it were up to you? One thing that's a bet, people always got to sense. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. any way or form directed toward people who disagreed with actions made by President Obama, nor was this directed towards people who didn't vote for President Obama. This song was for people who were all for him in 08, but suddenly turned their back on him in 010. I think people started discussing politics now because it's a topic of discussion. I don't think people were really having thoughts or views of their own. I think they were just saying it because everybody else was saying it. So, if you got offended, you know, I apologize, but you also have to respect my opinion. This is a social deviant.
All right, we're back in the building. I got my girl, Alana, in the building. And, oh, man, you know, one thing I tell you, too, is, you know, you being in the good old Texas, too. You know, a lot of people, you know, I was watching a lot of people complain on Facebook, and they were like, I can't believe, man, that these people out here voting for Romney. It's a red state, people. Let's not freak out so soon. It's a red state. But as I was telling them, look at the percentage that people voted for Romney versus people that voted for Obama. That was really close than usual to be in Texas. That was way closer than usual. So that had to, that really says something alone right there. Even though it was still a red, it's still being red, that still proves the point. Yeah, the percentages are very close.
I mean, basically, it's like, were you going to vote for somebody incompetent? That's really what it boils down to. Do you want your country in the hands of somebody who can't make up his mind? You know, he had too many scenarios going on in his head. It was almost like he was trying to figure it out, and that wasn't a good look.
I mean, when they had the whole mean, everybody from Sesame Street wouldn't have voted. So, I mean, you can't beat that, you know. They got Big Bird, Snuffy taking people on his back. He said, oh, we getting to the polls. We making sure he ain't taking us out the air. You know, they made sure they were handling all that.
Exactly. I don't even think he listened to any of the own words that was coming out of his mouth. Now, I mean, 47%, yeah,
I mean, oh my God.
I mean, we joked about the Big Bird thing. You know, we joked about that. But, I mean, if you really sit down and think about that, he's talking about cutting out educational television for our young kids. Our young kids are already screwed up, and you want to screw them up even more?
That's all they really got left.
Think about that. Exactly.
Every day, so I'm thinking with Mr. Rogers and everybody. So, you know, I was like, wow, really? You going to take this away?
Exactly.
Now, some of the propositions that were passed in some of the areas, oh, man, crazy thing. Okay, so one of the first ones we're going to touch on is same-sex marriage has been passed in Maryland after a 32-state loss. In Maryland, it has been passed, so there'll be a lot of people in Maryland right there getting married. So that's the same sex getting married. So you expect a lot of people really gearing, the population there really growing. Another one is, and this is the one that's funny to a lot of my listeners. Is the recreational, not medicinal use, recreational use of marijuana was passed.
I'm moving to Colorado.
Colorado and Washington passed it. Here's a shocker. Oregon said no. I thought that was a huge shock to me. I mean, it didn't matter what race, it was hard to write to anybody in Oregon that did not smoke. So when I saw no, I looked and I was like, no? That's all they talk about. Well, yeah, we smoke green all the time. So that's all they tell. They tell you that every time. You go, anybody from Oregon would tell you about that. You know, we know about the green. You know, I'm like, wow. So, Colorado, you know, it's funny. Bob Bundy was trying to stay away from Colorado because of Kobe Bryant. Now they're going to be trying to move back over there and say, oh, you know what? I might have to just go ahead and let me some women over in Colorado just to get over it.
Might as well get you some weed and you some snow. You good to go. I don't know about the thing about Arya. Maybe everybody was too high to go vote. Maybe that's what it was. I mean, cause yeah, I think when they had that vote, was it last year sometime, when they had it for California, as many people out there smoked, not that many people actually turned out to even vote for it. So I think that was one of the ones that people were so caught up in the presidential election, maybe they just didn't really know.
Questions on there, too, are really tricky. How they ask you, like, it'll be like, yes. Sometimes they'll say, yes, I agree to ban. It's tricky. You're thinking you're saying, yes, I agree to legalize. Sometimes it's the way they word stuff in there. And sometimes, because some voters don't know about it before they get back to a sample ballot or whatever, before they go in there, they don't know what they're getting ready to be in for.
Yeah, that's true, too. That could be really true. They got everything so mixed up in them boots. They was even saying not to go back to the election. But they were saying, I don't know if it was a rumor or if it was true or not, if you selected all Democrats, it wouldn't have put in a vote for Obama, but they wouldn't tell you that. So you actually had to vote Obama first and then select all Democrats afterwards?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to play. I did. I said, I saw that. I was like, oh, no. I ain't going to try to find out. We just going to vote what I figured and what they said. If people telling me that they said there was a case, I'm not going to take any chances. Now, people might be like, well, that might just be a hoax. All right, but hey, at the end of the day, it's double check because I checked on him first, and then I went and checked everybody else. So, end of the day, I crossed my T's and dotted my I's, so I'm good. But as we QA slowly comes to a close, I want to say big ups to the chat. Anybody that's via Facebook, anybody that's via the archives, iTunes, Dustspot, wherever it's the show from, I appreciate you. Got Mass Media for syndicating my radio show as well. Just big up to that. And I want to big up Ms. Capile in the chat room, Practical Sister in the chat room. I want to big you up for calling in. You know, this is a good look. You know, definitely good to have y'all here today and share your thoughts because, I mean, wow. Yes, last night, that was just wild. All the racism that we had to fight through this whole campaign, we still came out on top. So at the end of the day, people could say they want to say, but hey, the American people have spoken, and Barack Obama is serving another term, so it is what it is.
I slept good last night. Did you sleep good last night?
Did I sleep good? I had to figure out how to define good. Look at this. I slept good. I slept good. I slept peacefully good, on the other hand. No.
We didn't have to worry about the world being changed tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was like, that's first, like you said, you saw the early ones, you're like, oh, my God, no. I freaked out the whole time. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I can't do this. I was freaking out. It started early. The first hour, I was freaking out. First hour or two, I was freaking out. And after that next hour, it started getting a little better, and it just... This man started sweeping. It started getting all the battleground states. I was like, wow. Shout out to Ohio. Miss Katrina in the chat room. Miss Katrina in the chat room is actually from Toledo. So I got to give her a big ups for that because they came through in Ohio. Yes, they did. So that being said, like I said, y'all missed any parts of the show, you can check it out on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. You can also check it out on iTunes for free. Just type in Life of the Dust Mods, and you'll find the show on there. And that's pretty much it, man. But so that being said, we will see y'all on Monday. You need to be stay tuned for Monday's show, and we're rolling on out. Once again, Alana, I thank you for calling in.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Everyone, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's an Alana, or when there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life and Dust Live, your boy Sidney J. And by the way, it is hump day, and remember how we tell y'all that you're going to hump somebody, please hump them responsibly. One more thing about the one of the propositions that was passed. California has officially passed that if you're going to shoot porno in California, you got to make sure you get a rain cap on. It is what it is. Thank you, Mr. Marcus, for ruining porn. All right, we are rolling on out.